This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. United States President Joe Biden on Monday confirmed a U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan this weekend killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zahari.
Justice has been delivered, and this terrorist leader is no more. People around the world no longer need to fear the vicious and determined killer.
Biden said U.S. intelligence officials tracked al-Zahari to a home in downtown Kabul where he was hiding out with his family.
On Saturday, at my direction, the United States successfully concluded an airstrike in Kabul, Afghanistan, that killed the emir of al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zahari.
The killing delivered a significant counterterrorism win just 11 months after American troops left the country after a two-decade war. The first ship to carry Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea since Russia invaded Ukraine 5 months ago left the port of Odessa for Lebanon on Monday under a safe passage deal described as a glimmer of hope in a worsening global food crisis. The sailing was made possible after Turkey and the United Nations brokered a grain and fertilizer export agreement between Russia and Ukraine last month. A rare diplomatic breakthrough in a conflict that has become a drawn-out war of attrition. The Sierra Leone flagship will head to the port of Tripoli, Lebanon, after transiting Turkey's Bosphorus Strait linking the Black Sea, which is dominated by Russia's navy, to the Mediterranean. It's carrying more than 26,000 tons of corn, but there are still hurdles to overcome before millions of tons of Ukrainian grain depart from its Black Sea ports. This is VOA News.